News Bulletin. Up next, News Bulletin.
Is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Start your day informed.
The Zambian government acknowledges the concerns raised by the ambassador of the United States.
Informed all day long. Catch the latest headlines, in-depth reports, and current affairs that matter to you.
This is the One Love Radio News.
Join us for the news at 6:45.
The Minister of Mines and Minerals Development representing the President.
13 hours.
People should not take the law into their own hands.
And 18 hours.
Has demanded that Bill 7 should be withdrawn forcibly.
Covering the nation, telling your stories, and unpacking the issues affecting our country. This is your trusted source for the news, only on One Love Radio.
Joshua Zimba, reporting for One Love Radio News in Lusaka.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon and thank you so much for joining us for the news on One Love Radio, the headlines. Proposed licensure exams sparks mixed feelings. Government urged to reconsider introduction of single motor vehicle disc. In foreign news, Cameroon's president announces running for another term. And in sports, Copper Queens captain hails unbeaten group stage run as sign of team cohesion. With the news in detail, my name is Faith Zulu. Transport and logistics expert Edson Odita has urged the government to reconsider its decision to introduce a single motor vehicle disc that will combine road tax, fitness and insurance details. Recently, the Minister of Transport and Logistics, Frank Tayali, announced that the government would implement a unified disc system aimed at streamlining compliance and reducing the number of discs displayed on vehicle windshields. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Mr. Odita has warned that the policy could excessively affect low-income vehicle owners who may struggle to pay for all three services at once. Mr. Odita has urged the government to consult widely with stakeholders, including transport unions, insurance providers and members of the public, before rolling out the new policy.
So for average, you know, car owners, this move is quite not good, because they will have to be, you know, to pay a lot of money at once, which is quite, you know, very difficult for some of them. And the resultant will be most of these people now will start parking in their cars and then putting pressure on the public transport again.
First Alliance Bank Zambia Limited and the Zambia Credit Guarantee Scheme, ZCGS, are set to sign a landmark Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, aimed at strengthening support to Zambia's small and medium enterprises, SMEs sector. The partnership, scheduled to be signed on June 15, 2025, seeks to unlock affordable financing for SMEs by leveraging ZCG's risk-sharing mechanisms. The collaboration aligns with Zambia's national development agenda to boost entrepreneurship, stimulate job creation, and enhance financial inclusion. The partnership underscores the shared commitment of both institutions to building a resilient SME ecosystem and fostering private sector-led development. Now, Teresa Mwanza, a practicing teacher, has expressed mixed feelings about the proposed licensure exams for teachers, questioning the accountability of the lecturers who trained them. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Mrs. Mwanza wonders if the exams imply that the lecturers failed to properly train the teachers. Mrs. Mwanza says she is skeptical about the effectiveness of licensure exams in standardizing teacher quality, given the prevalence of corruption in the system, believing that unless the exams are conducted without corruption, they will not achieve their intended purpose. A 75-year-old woman of Lundazi district in Eastern Province has died after being assaulted by a suspected mental patient. Dennis Banda was on Sunday around 14 hours while at her house, hit on the head using a pounding stick by a suspected mental patient. The victim sustained a deep cut on the head and was bleeding from the mouth and nostrils. Zenith reports that Eastern Province Police Commanding Officer Robertson Mwamba says she was rushed at Lundazi District Hospital, where she succumbed to her injuries around 19 hours. The matter was reported to the police by the victim's grandson, who was with her at the time of the attack. The suspect is currently in police custody and yet to be charged with murder, while the deceased body is deposited in Lundazi District Hospital mortuary awaiting post-mortem.
This is Church News.
Isaac Love Center Church has called on youths to use technology for productivity as opposed to using it to propagate immorality. Speaking to One Love Radio News, General Overseer Pastor Kamulile Piri says technology is neither good nor bad, but the people that misuse it are the problem. Pastor Piri has further called on the church to focus on working on the hearts of people through preaching messages that help to transform the mindset of the congregation.
Are the problem or have a challenge? So we need to now work on the hearts of the people. And you rightly asked about, tradition and culture. One of the things that we must know also is that traditions evolve, cultures and traditions evolve. They are never static. You and I right now are talking to each other using technology, should we have stuck with what our forefathers were using in the 1600s? No. But you're using this technology for a good cause. So really the bridging of the culture from my perspective and from my understanding of the Bible has to do with the heart of man.
In a similar development, Families and Nations Fund has called for the urgent revision and strengthening of laws aimed at promoting morals and values in Zambia. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Fund Executive Director Judith Mwila has expressed concern over what she described as a growing trend of immoral behavior among young people, including the posting of indecent content on social media, drug abuse and involvement in sexual misconduct. She has stressed that existing laws do not go far enough to deter such behaviors and called for more robust and enforceable legislation that can instill a sense of discipline and responsibility among the youth.
So we need to strengthen and implement the laws that we have. We have them. The laws are there. So here we are, people are talking of cyber laws, what. And these are some of the things that they should control. I think that we should control what goes in the air, what goes in the social media.